Each haulier has a transport manager. A lot of these transport managers trained in Northern Ireland, trained in Britain, and there was a potential requirement for them to have to resit that training. But Minister Hildegard Nocton has announced that they will not have to do it. The European Commission has said that they're willing to work with the Department of Transport to try to ensure how this qualification will be recognised.
Are we going to see similar issues develop in the coming weeks and months, recognising cross-border qualifications and various procedural things between the UK and the EU?
Look, I think we are going to see issues arising, but I'm just thinking within education at the time, when I was minister, a lot of the organisations would had authority for recognising qualifications, for example, occupational therapies or physios or dentists or people who got the qualifications in the UK. They've already been working. There's been a lot of work done to try to recognise that certificate and qualification as a mutually acceptable qualification by the EU. A lot of work has been done. There has been a lot of journeying done by these different representative bodies. But I think to go back to answer your question, yes, look, there will be issues arising. And what I would be saying in the European Union Affairs Committee, which I chair, could be a potential vehicle to try to allay these concerns and bring up the issues. And it was really indicative that the response after raising the issue yesterday morning, that the Commission acted on it last night. So I think it will be a good democratic vehicle to address issues as they arise.